Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, who are this company? I'm going down my bank account and I see a charge on a card for $49.89. What kind of company are you and what do you sell?
So we're a third-party establishment. We handle a wide range of online vendors and products. In order to specify any service provided, I would have to locate your information first. But we deal with like CBD, skincare, sweepstakes, surveys, etc. May I have your zip code, please?
It's 77801.
First and last name?
Vincent Rodriguez.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment.
I see a wide range of things. They're a jack of all trades. This is from California.
All right, thank you for holding. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
3200 Sinfeather, Bryan, Texas, apartment 103.
All right. Thank you. So I show that you submitted an entry for sweepstakes, looks like for a chance to win an iPad. And within the terms and conditions, it did explain by signing up for the sweepstakes, you would also be signing up for our meal plan Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, priced at $49.89.
Wait, man.
Can you say that again?
Yes, ma'am. You filled out a sweepstakes to win an iPad, and in the terms and conditions stated, you would be signing up for our meal plan Bites Hub. That's priced at $49.89 a month.
That's not
what they put ahead on there, because they said sign up for it, and I would only have to pay $1 for shipping.
Right. That's for the sweepstakes, sir. But in the terms and conditions, it also tells you that you would be enrolling into our service as Bites Hub. That's priced $49.89 a month. So I apologize.
Well, let me stop you right now.
Wait, he can't
do that. He's on fixed income.
Man, but I've never gotten the tablet either.
It's the sweepstakes. They select random and win.
But they already told me that I won.
Okay.
And they don't send me like six messages saying that I won.
But I've never
gotten a tablet.
It's the sweepstakes. That means they pick at random. If you didn't receive an email stating you won, you were not selected. So if you wish to discontinue with our service, I can submit a cancellation for you.
Look, he said he already got three emails saying that he won, but he has never received a tablet.
They send a follow-up email after you enter the sweepstakes, not initially when you enter, after you enter the sweepstakes. They send you an email letting you know if you've won or not. If he hasn't received one, he hasn't won.
Yeah, man, and I've done received three.
Look, this is what's going on. Evidently, we have reported this company to the police department, to his Social Security Director Express, because they have taken all his money out of his check and he can't pay his bills. So what we need to do is have all his money reimbursed. You can't reimburse it to the card because the Social Security Administration killed the card. But you let your company know the Attorney General is investigating this company because of what's going on with his debit card. He has so many charges on this card from this sweepstakes. It's nowhere in the world possible he could pay his bills. So it's like it's a fraud, a scam. So he needs all of his money reimbursed to him.
Okay. I'm sorry that you feel that way as well. So it is a legitimate sweepstakes, but we don't deal with the sweepstakes. We just deal with the meal plan that was partnered with the sweepstakes he entered.
We got four different companies must be partnered with this sweepstakes because all of a sudden All his money started coming off his card. All
we've
of his
only
money.
Charged him once, ma'am, so there's not multiple charges. There's only one. So I definitely understand he's wanting to discontinue. We can get him a discounted rate of $20 a month today if he's interested.
He don't want anything. He wants his money back.
No problem. So the charge is valid. I'll see what we can offer as a courtesy refund. I'll go in and submit the cancellation. Just a moment.
That's up to y'all. But just like you got your phone conversation recorded, we do too. You have to read the fine. What he's saying is they were fine print. You didn't read everything. You didn't read the privacy notice. You didn't read the disclosure notice. You didn't read any of that. So you have to read everything when you don't put the card on the.
Thank you for patiently holding. So the account is canceled. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with the confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Confirmation is C as in Charles. 920-469-729.
Confirmation. Okay.
All right. In regards to the charge, it is going to be valid. I will be able to provide a courtesy refund of 75% that reflects between 3 to 5 business days.
Well, you can't put it back on the card. You're going to mail it to him.
No, we don't do checks. So it's going to go back to the initial payment method. So even if the card is canceled, it's still connected to our overall account.
Well, Direct Express will get it and put it back on his new card.
Okay.
So if you reverse the charges, they handle it from that end.
No problem. So I have submitted the refund. That's going to reflect between 3 to 5 business days. Everything has been canceled, and you do have the confirmation for that as well.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Let me call us and let's give you every 2 weeks. This